This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. After the collapse of an unfinished building in Gombak, the Construction Industry Development Board Malaysia are calling for industry players to put safety first. Now, two Indonesian workers were killed after the building at the Gombak LRT terminal collapsed, while three others were also reportedly injured.
CIDB Chief Executive Datuk Ahmad Asri Abdul Hamid says that the incident highlights why improving safety in the Malaysian construction industry is crucial. They are investigating the incident under the CIDB Act, which states that contractors are responsible for the safety of the building and of construction works both during and after construction.
So in the past, some contractors like Tuxin Engineering and Construction and Justra have been fined under the Act after workers died during the construction of their projects. So on the line with us to tell us a bit more is Dato' Ahmad Asri Abdul Hamid, Chief Executive of CIDB Malaysia, to give his comments. Thank you for joining us, Dato'. What are the safety procedures and common concerns related to construction sites?
Well, as far as CIDB is concerned, the construction works is actually governed. When it comes to safety, it is governed under CIDB Act 520, as well as the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA. Over and above that, we also have an assessment system that has been introduced by CIDB, specifically for safety, that is the Safety and Health Assessment System in Construction. We call it, in short, SHASIC. These are among the acts that contractors are supposed to comply with. I believe that worksite accidents could have been avoided if proper guidelines, procedures and safety systems are implemented. And the issue that actually contribute to this safety at construction site is the workers that are being employed by the companies. Because a lot of the construction workers, especially the foreign workers, they are cheap, yes, but at the same time, they are actually unskilled. And these unskilled foreign workers, they are not well-versed with safety standards.
And with regards to unskilled foreign workers, is there any training provided when contractor hires a foreign worker for on-site work?
Basically, as far as CIDB is concerned, any workers, including foreign workers, if they want to do construction work at site, if they want to access the site, they have to have what we call a green card. They have to register with CIDB, and we will issue them green card. In order for them to get that green card, they have to undergo a one-day training on safety and health. Basically, we have a training to enlighten them on their rights as employees, as workers, you know, and also our acts, our safety acts, as well as procedures that is in practice. So it is a one-day course that is compulsory for them, and once they go through the course, they will be given the green card, which also have insurance coverage. And for those workers, whether it's foreign or locals, when they do skill works, they have to be, it is required by law that they have to be accredited, they have to be assessed and accredited by CIDB. They cannot simply just go there and say they want to do brickworks. So what we do is that if they claim that they are skilled works in terms of, say, bricklaying, we will assess them according to our standards. And if they pass, then we'll give them we'll accredit them as a skilled bricklayer. So then they can do bricklaying works. So that is something that we enforce at site.
So who bears the responsibility for these accidents? Are they the employees, the employer, or the enforcement body?
At the moment, the responsibilities fall solely on the contractors. What happened during construction accidents is what immediately happened is people will point fingers to the contractors, and contractors have got to basically answer them, and they will pass it down to their SHO, we call it the site and the safety and health officers. And sometimes if they don't have SHO for smaller projects, they will pass down the line to the site safety supervisors. We call it the SSS. So these are people that basically are deemed as responsible for construction safety, as well as, and they will be the one who will be looked after accidents happen. But what we are now looking at is, you know, we want to mandate the Occupational Safety and Health in Construction Industry Management. In short, it's called OSHIM. OSHIM is actually introduced by the Department of Safety and Health, DOSH. And what is good about occupational safety and health, OSHIM, is that the fact that now the responsibilities of construction safety not only falls on the contractor, but it also falls on the clients as well as on the consultants, the designer of the project. You see, the clients, actually, they are on top of the construction value chain, and they have the greatest influence on the project. Number one is they have the contractual control, and they also appoint contractors as well as the consultants, and they also provide the budget and determine the time as well as the resources. So if these three parties all work together towards safety, definitely our safety record will be much better and accidents can be avoided.
So, Dato, what are the penalties then that are involved if an accident does happen?
Under CIDB Act 520, according to Section 34B1C of the CIDB Act, contractors are responsible for ensuring the safety of the building and of construction works, both during and after the construction phase. And meanwhile, in Section 34D1 of the CIDB Act 520 states that any contractor who breaches his duty under paragraph 34B1C, which I read earlier, and which breach results in death, shall be guilty of an offence and shall, on conviction, be liable to a fine not exceeding RM500,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years or to both.
And do you think that these penalties are heavy enough?
It is adequate in the sense that, number one, of course, the amount that they have to pay, as well as the fact that there's a possibility for imprisonment. So that should be a deterrent to the contractors. But over and above that, what happened is that contractors who normally have this kind of record would be, you know, their business in future will be jeopardized. Their name will be, you know, their image will be tarnished, and it may affect their future possibility of securing further projects.
Thank you so much, Dato. And that was Dato Ahmad Azri Abdul Hamid, Chief Executive of CIDB Malaysia. And he highlighted that if the offence in question results in a death, I believe the penalty is a RM500,000 fine or a prison imprisonment of not exceeding 2 years. And while he said at the end that he thinks that these penalties are heavy enough because, you know, the company's reputation will also be jeopardised as a result, I don't feel like 2 years is enough of a punishment if your negligence led to someone's death.
And $500,000 sounds like pennies to a construction company which gets projects in the range of hundreds of millions or even billions. So this is almost like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, so I mean, he also mentioned that there are different layers of those who are responsible for this. For an example, mm-hmm. he also mentioned that clients too, they too have a say in this, in terms especially in budget allocation, because with those budgets, that's how treatments to as foreign workers, it's sort of a work environment that they have. All that would sort of fall down into decisions that they are able to make.
And there have been a couple of construction accidents in the past couple of years. Last year, a 50-year-old Pakistani man was killed after he fell from the third floor of a building at a construction site in Johor Bahru. Also last year, two construction workers were crushed when concrete slabs on the 15th floor of a building they were working on collapsed, and a Bangladeshi worker was killed when scaffolding collapsed at a construction site in Taman Subang High Tech. Authorities in all cases said that the incidents could have been avoided if proper safety guidelines were followed. So hopefully authorities continue to enforce following these proper safety guidelines. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.